Taking a look first at your local and regional news. A veteran Board of Education member was honored during a special event recently during the Tuscola County School Board of Education Spring Dinner. Kingston School District Board member Dave Kolax was honored for his years of service. Dave served as the Kingston School Board of Education's member for 34 years. For that achievement, he was honored and presented with a plaque at the event as well. And another local and regional news for today. The National Day of Prayer will be observed in Tuscola County next month. The annual event will be observed on Thursday, May the 2nd, on the Tuscola County Courthouse lawn from noon to 1 p.m. Besides getting permission to use the courthouse lawn, permission was also given to put up a banner about the coming event and also to put up a tent in order to protect participants from the weather. Permission was also given to the local National Day of Prayer volunteer coordinator to use the electrical outlet on the lawn for a portable sound system during the event as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. For a long time, O.J. Simpson had it all. He lived the American dream as a sports legend, movie actor, commercial pitchman, and millionaire. With his wildly successful career, his good looks, and a gorgeous wife, he became an image of success for black Americans and was embraced by people of all races. His sensational trial for the murder of his white ex-wife and her friend transfixed the nation and divided the country along racial lines. A criminal court jury found him not guilty of murder in 1995, but a separate civil trial jury found him liable in 1997 for the deaths, and they ordered him to pay $33.5 million to the family members of the victims. O.J. Simpson died on Wednesday of prostate cancer at the age of 76. And another national and international news. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has addressed U.S. lawmakers at the Capitol. He was urging them to consider the importance of global commitments at a time of tension in the Asia-Pacific region, as well as deep skepticism in Congress about U.S. involvement abroad. Kishida is in Washington this week visiting President Joe Biden as the White House completes hosting each leader of the Quad, an informal partnership between the United States, Japan, Australia, and India that is seen as important to countering China's growing military strength. On Thursday at the Capitol, Kishida was addressing many Republicans who have urged the United States to take a less active role internationally, in line with the ethos of Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today. Joyce Warshefsky passed away suddenly on April the 10th in Clarkston, Michigan. A private family burial will be taking place on Saturday, April the 13th in Carsonville. An informal celebration of life luncheon for friends and families will be held at 1:30 p.m. at West Park Inn in Sandusky in lieu of flowers. Please consider donating to a fund or charity of your choice in Joyce Warshefsky's name. If you wish to offer your condolences to Joyce's family, you can do so online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Howard L. Akmudi, age 86, of Elkton, passed away Monday, April the 8th at McLaren Hospital of Flint. Graveside committal services will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, May 11th, at the New River Cemetery in Huron Township. The Champaign Funeral Chapel is handling these services. Memorials in Howard L. Akmudi's name may be made out to the Thumb Animal Shelter. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.